Good morning. It's Monday, August 17th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a shooting at Virginia State University has led to an arrest. A 19-year-old man has been arrested after five people were shot near a residence hall at the university early Saturday. Police say Cameron Harris, who is not a student, was found hiding in a campus closet. One victim, a 21-year-old man, remains in critical condition, while four others suffered non-life-threatening injuries. One of the victims is a VSU student. Officers initially believed multiple shooters were involved, and investigators are continuing to examine what happened. Virginia State, located south of Richmond, has more than 5,000 students and is one of America's historically black universities. Authorities say the investigation remains ongoing as the new academic term begins. Another news. Hawaii is dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Lala. More than 100 properties were reportedly swept from their foundations after the Category 1 storm passed close to Hawaii's Big Island. Lala dumped as much as 32 inches of rain in some areas, triggering flash floods and mudslides. More than 200,000 customers lost electricity, while about 180 National Guard personnel were deployed to assist with the response. Governor Josh Green said there appeared to be no wider loss of life from the destroyed properties, although one person died in a traffic accident. The storm has weakened to a tropical storm, but warnings remain in effect across Hawaii. Officials are now focused on restoring power, reopening infrastructure, and assessing the damage as dangerous conditions continue. Around the world, U.S. military exercises with South Korea are facing an unexpected change. President Donald Trump has ordered the Pentagon to substantially reduce the annual Ulchi Freedom Shield exercises, citing their cost and South Korea's refusal to join U.S. actions against Iran. The 10-day drills began Monday and involve about 18,000 South Korean troops. Trump said the exercises send an inappropriate and hostile signal to North Korea, while pointing to his relationship with leader Kim Jong-un. South Korea's military confirmed the exercises started as scheduled, but declined to comment on Trump's remarks. The drills are designed to prepare for threats including drones, GPS disruption, and cyber attacks. Analysts say Trump's decision may reflect another attempt to create diplomatic space with Pyongyang, though its impact remains uncertain. Another news. Iran is warning the United States against any move involving the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's army chief, Major General Amir Hatami, said Tehran would respond to any attempt by Washington to annex the strategic waterway. His warning comes alongside increasingly assertive statements from Iranian officials following the recent conflict with the United States. Iran has also announced a $30,000 reward for killing or capturing U.S. soldiers, with the amount doubled if the action is carried out by a woman. Hatami also called for U.S. forces to leave the Middle East, saying they no longer have permission to enter the Persian Gulf, Gulf of Oman, or Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Tehran is pressing Qatar over three Iranian pilots it says were captured during the conflict. Doha denies detaining them. Another news. Wildfires have struck the Greek island of Salamina, killing two people and forcing hundreds to evacuate. Two fires erupted almost simultaneously Sunday afternoon, driven by strong winds across the island near Athens. Around 200 firefighters, supported by aircraft, fire engines, and water tankers, were deployed to prevent the blazes from merging. About 500 people were evacuated by sea, while at least 10 others suffered burns or smoke inhalation. Fire officials said the first blaze spread rapidly through a forested residential area, where two bodies were later discovered. Their identities have not yet been confirmed, though local officials believe they were a couple. One fire was brought under control, while crews continued monitoring scattered flames. The blazes come during a severe wildfire season across Europe, with extreme heat increasing risks. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.